happen if it means I'm in a cellar of Chateau Neuve de Pope. Sounds an intelligent bird, your old boy. Not like this new one. He's just clever.
I don't follow you, said Magrat.
Being killed is nothing to a vampire, said Nanny. They always find a way of coming back. Everyone knows that who knows anything about vampires. If they're not too hard to kill and it's all a bit of an adventure for people, well, like as not, they'll just stake him and chuck him in the river and go home. Then he has a nice restful decade or so, being dead, and comes back from the grave and away he goes again. That way he never gets totally wiped out, and the lads of the village get some healthy exercise.
The magpies will come after us, said Magrat, clutching the baby to her. They'll see we're not in Lancre, and they'll know we couldn't have gone down to the plains. They'll find the smashed coach too. They'll find us, Nanny.
Nanny looked at the array of jars and bottles and the stakes neatly organised in order of size. It'll take them a little while, she said. We've got time to get prepared. She turned around with a bottle of blessed water in one hand, a crossbow loaded with a wooden bolt, and a bag of musty lemons in her mouth.
Okay, she said.
Pardon? Said Magrat. Nanny spat out the lemons. Now, we'll try things my way, she said. I'm not good at thinking like Granny, but I'm bloody good at acting like me. Headology's for them as can handle it. Let's kick some bat.